Haines and Kluckwan subsistence fishermen saw disappointing hooligan runs last year, but this spring, things seem to have turned around. The hooligan returned in bountiful numbers to the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers. KHNS's Emily Files has more from the shores of the Chilkat River.
To find out whether the hooligan are running, all you have to do is listen. The hooligan don't make any noise, but the thousands of gulls and other birds feeding on them do.
The seagulls are having a good time.
Oh, it's a party.
Sunny Williams trekked out to Jones Point Tuesday morning to pick up a bucket left behind by a friend.
Does anybody know if they saw a bucket down there with a net in it?
Williams says he's already caught his fill of fish from the Chilkoot River. But as we walk along the bank and he sees the black streaks in the water that show where the hooligan are, he just can't help himself. He goes to his truck to get a throw net and brings it back next to another fisherman, Vince Hotch.
You ready, Vince?
The net splashes into the water and he starts reeling it in. He dumps a net full of little silver wiggling fish into his bucket, and he can't stop laughing.
You said you weren't going to get any more, but it's just too tempting, huh?
Williams doesn't just catch, smoke, and make oil with the fish. He also keeps data on them. When the run starts, how long it lasts in the Chilkoot and Chilkat. He started doing that because no one else was.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
To see a giant run like this, you know, because that means 4 years from now probably, or, you know, there'll be another big run. Mm-hmm. I really can't say that because I don't know, because there's no study being, nobody studies, the fishing game doesn't study it, nobody studied it, so I decided to keep track of it.
Yeah, they're such interesting fish, and they always keep you on your toes.
Meredith Pokart is with the Tokchinik Watershed Council. It's the only group that's formally studied the local hooligan run, and they only have about 6 years of data for the Chilkoot River and none for the Chilkat.
It's better than nothing, but it's not that long of a data set, and it's only one river.
Pokart says the purpose of their catch-and-release study on the Chilkoot is to get baseline data.
Hooligan are a little different than salmon because hooligan are not necessarily tied to one specific river. They don't go back to that same natal stream to spawn, necessarily.
That seems to be what happened last year. The hooligan run was super low on the Chilkoot, only about 300,000, according to Pokart. This year, it's up around 1.8 million. But in the Taya River up by Skagway last year, people said it was the biggest run they had ever seen. The theory is that some unknown environmental trigger caused the hooligan to go towards the Taya instead of the Chilkoot. Now, Skagway is going to start getting some numbers on the hooligan run in the Taya.
We're basically trying to get some baseline information about hooligan or hooligan, whichever you like to call them.
Jamie Belt is a biologist with the National Park Service in Skagway. NPS is starting a hooligan study there.
It's just a really good indicator species for us of how things are functioning in that ecosystem, so it's a really useful species to focus on.
Back at the Chilkat, Williams takes out some of the hooligan he caught a few days ago and smoked.
I usually try to have one a day.
He hopes next spring the mysterious little fish will swim back to the Chilkat and Chilkoot so he can stock up for another year. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.